Hey, you have dogs, right? And cats. Don't you have a zoo basically at your house?
Three dogs and a cat.
Three dogs.
And a baby.
And a cat and a baby. And a Chadley as
and
well.
A Chadley.
Everybody should have a Chadley. Should
yes.
own one. Keep them in a cage. take them out to go to the bathroom. No, but seriously. I have two dogs too. And I heard your little dog story there. Have you heard this story? There's this puppy making its social media rounds. It was in Chillicothe, Ohio, Ross County.
Okay.
Somebody dropped this dog off at a park and with a Sharpie marker wrote on this dog, free to a good home.
They wrote on the dog?
Wrote on the dog. Sharpie marker. So somebody found the dog, took it to the local humane society there in Chillicothe. And then, of course, they took pictures of it and said, hey, look what some horrible person did to this dog, right? Riding on a dog with
I
a Sharpie.
Stories like this.
Leaving it in its cage, just throwing it in a park somewhere, blah, blah, blah. They say that the dog, once it gets cleaned up, that kind of thing, they gave an adoption date, ready for adoption.
Okay.
Received, like, thousands and thousands of, you know, likes and shares on social media. It was crazy. So sometime, I'm sure soon, that the dog will... we'll find a good home.
That's one of the worst story. Like, not that story in particular, but that's one of the worst things I hate hearing.
Cruelty to animals.
Cruelty to animals and cruelty to children. Like, why? There's no need for that.
They're helpless.
Right.
Nothing they can do.
There's a special place for those people.
Yes. I mean, listen, some animals, I understand they gotta go. I understand sometimes... for the sake of our bellies, and it's just the cycle of life.
Right.
But some cycles, I understand, for sure. Hey, new study, recent study, you ready for this? Every now and again, I like to provide some numbers and some recent studies from those folks who perform those recent studies and then pass the information along to us. New study shows that law enforcement agencies across the country, those that are using drones, they're continuing to soar at a high rate. Since 2016, departments all across the United States who have been using these drones, these unmanned flying objects throughout the airways, it's doubled in just 2 years. Now listen, we've seen signs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Driving on the highway, radar enforced by aircraft, that kind of thing. Then you start looking up, you're like, where are they? Where are they? I will shoot you down if I see you. I will shoot you down from the ground. What, I wonder if you can get in trouble for shooting down an unmanned police aircraft. I mean,
probably.
It's just a drone. No harm, no foul, right?
Yeah, but what goes up must come down.
That's got to be the easiest ticket, though, to get out of, I would think, by being tracked by air. I mean, come on, I'm taking that to court right away. It's an unmanned aircraft from thousands of feet up in the sky. I mean, come on. Hey, we've all seen those digital speed limit signs too, right? Say you're driving along and it tells you how fast you're going.
Right.
It's 35.
Well, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just the speed limit. And sometimes it'll
tell you. But the ones that'll tell you.
Right.
Right, how fast you're going. Okay, I saw this new advanced one. They're getting advanced out there. Drones, and now this.
Oh, no.
Okay?
Oh, no.
I was driving along Market picking up the kiddos one day, okay? Market stretches, you know, all the way from Canton, North Canton, into Hartville. So I'm driving, and it's all right. That's a little gnat sound, Michelle. You shutting your door back there. So I'm driving, and there's this speed limit sign, okay, that tells you how fast you may be going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you pass the thing, and I guess if you're going over a certain speed limit, it wasn't me, I was behind somebody.
Right.
So it got there.
Because you would never.
No, I would never speed. I was behind somebody. Okay?
Right.
And they were going over the posted speed limit, and then on the back of this huge digital speed limit sign, there were cop lights, red and blues, that would flash.
That's terrifying.
Once you tell me about it. I had never seen anything like it before.
Were you scared to death?
I'm scared to death because I'm like, oh my God, as soon as I see him, what's going on? So I assume the person in front of me will be getting a ticket, right? They were going a little too fast.
That's crazy.
But for real, it would flash the blue and reds. I had never seen a sign.
But does it have the ability to take a picture of your plate?
I would think so. Listen, if it's they threw cop lights on the back of this.
Yeah.
Speed limit sign.
It could just be a warning, maybe.
A warning? No.
I don't
they
know.
Give you no warning. Trust me on that.
I don't know. That's interesting. I've never seen that before.
I wish I could somehow prove it to you. Maybe I'm not going
to
speed by.
You don't need
by,
to prove it to me. I believe you.
I'm not going
to
speed by the thing. But maybe if
let's go do an investigation.
Investigative report?
Yeah.
That'll be your first one. Your first inside scoop, if you will.
You can be the guinea pig.
No, thank you. Speaking of which, you know what? I do get my car back today.
You do?
I do,
it's
yeah.
It's been a minute.
I was hoping this thing would catch on fire, really, when I put it in the ditch. Doesn't that seem so long ago?
It seems like it was almost a month ago.
It's got to be 5 weeks or more when I hydroplaned and careened off the road into a ditch, blah, blah, blah. I'm okay. I'm all right.
That's the only thing that really matters.
Really, in the grand scheme of things, it's all that matters. But yeah, I got to do a whole bunch of stuff, return the rental, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so you're busy today.
Yeah. Not looking forward to adulting. But you got to do.
Sometimes you just need a break from adulting.
You got to do what you got to do. Thought I had that break Saturday night, but then. No.
And then Sunday morning kicked you in the butt.
Life smacks you right in the face. Early
what did
Sunday
you
morning.
Say? You said, how did you put it?
What do you mean?
About how you're not going to. You're stopping to drink.
No, I'm not partying ever again until.
Until they're self sufficient. That's what it was.
Until the twins are self sufficient. So they can get themselves food, go to the bathroom by themselves, and I don't have to wipe anything or clean anything up.
What were they never saying on Sunday morning? Like, Daddy, help me. And you're just like, no.
They're not so much that, I mean, their words are limited to this point.
Oh, okay.
Mama, dad, dad.
Gotcha.
And then they cry.
Oh.
Then they speak their own language.
Mm.
It's quite entertaining.
To each other, the twins?
To each other. And then. Yeah, so they'll be plotting. They're currently plotting against us probably right now.
Oh, for sure.
They're plotting and scheming.
Do you think that they can pick up, because you know how they say twins have that like special bond where they can tell what the other is?
When one
is it too early to tell?
No, I think when one's crying in the other room, or I think I've seen in a case or two where something may be going on in the other room. They feel each other's pain, I feel. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet.
Isn't it adorbs?
I think it's totes adorbs.
Okay. Before we turn everybody off. Babbling Brooke will be here in a moment. She has Z News. Babbling Brooke is here.
Hey, I made it.
You have all that figured out front?
I did, yes.
All right.
I needed some help, but I got it.
Listen, while you're doing Z News, if line one rings, I'll get it.
Okay.
Throw them on
thanks.
Hold for you.
We're holding it down here.
I'll refer them to management.
Z country.
But anyway, take it away.
Yeah.
If you will.
All right. In this day in history, in 1984, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band released their Born in the USA album.
Classic album.
That was the one song my dad wanted to put on our, what are they called? When you leave them.
Oh, your answering machine.
Answering machine.
Oh, my God.
Wow, I can't believe I forgot what that was called. But anyway, yes, he put that on there.
Remember the little answering machine tapes? Back in the day.
Oh, yes.
And then after that came the digital ones where
yes.
It was all, you know, memory stick or whatever it was.
Right, right. But yeah, that was the one song we had to put on our answering machine. 1997, Matthew Perry entered a drug rehabilitation program for addiction to prescription painkillers.
Which one was he on, Friends? I forget.
Chandler.
Okay.
Yes. Best show ever. Then 2007, Paris Hilton began serving a 23-day jail sentence for breaking probation. She was transferred, though, after 3 days to her home for house arrest after she developed a psychological condition.
While in jail.
Yes, but then later she returned to jail to finish her sentence. Holidays for today, it's Thank God It's Monday Day. Who says that?
Sure, whatever you say.
Why would anybody say that?
Whatever you say.
I don't know. National Cheese Day. It's Hug Your Cat Day. And Old Maid's Day.
All right.
I used to play that game.
Old Maid's?
Old Maid.
It's a card game, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. On TV this evening, The Bachelorette will be on at 8. Now, I have been told by several people that I look like her.
I don't...
Do you see that?
I'd have to look at her.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been told a couple
times. Joanne says yes.
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
My neighbor also says the same thing. So
okay.
I'll have to check her out again because I looked her up one time and... She does kind of.
It's the girl that was chosen and then dumped.
Exactly.
On The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's The Bachelorette.
Right.
Because, of course, she got dumped.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stanley Cup Final Game 4 is on tonight at 8 p.m. So you think you can dance? the auditions.
I know I can dance. Oh, the show.
Yeah, the show okay, is on at 8. And then Ashton Kutcher will be on Conan.
Kutcher.
Yeah. In country news, congratulations goes out to Maddie Marlowe of Maddie and Tay. She got engaged.
Oh, I saw this over the weekend. Yeah.
She's been with this guy for 7 years.
What took him so long?
Well, they're young, I think, aren't they? They're
younger,
pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was proposed to late last month.
Oh, wow. This is last month, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is only June, 4th?
Yeah, you're right.
So it was probably like the last weekend.
4 days ago?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But the middle diamond of her ring came from her mother's original engagement ring.
That's the way to
so
do
that's
it.
That's cute.
That's the way to do it if you're a guy. Get a family heirloom.
Right. Yeah. And because her mom did get a new ring from her husband. So they've been married for 25 years. So good for them. And then another news, Fall Out Boy will be playing before tonight's Game 4 of the Stanley Cup. Before Sting and Shaggy, they had played before Game 3, and then Imagine Dragons played before Game 2.
Are they
2.
Doing the anthem, or are they just performing? It doesn't say the anthem, right?
No.
That'd be an interesting... I mean,
no, I'm sorry. It's a concert.
Okay.
It's a concert.
I thought it was so the anthem tonight. Gotcha.
Yeah. And then in other news, Nicole Kidman, she discussed her miscarriage with Tom Cruise in a magazine recently. And that's a huge topic that a lot of people don't really talk about a lot of times.
I think she actually had two of them.
With him, yes.
Yeah, okay.
She, and then they adopted a couple kids. But then she later went on to have kids.
With Keith Urban.
Keith. Yeah. So that would, it's a hard thing. I'm lucky I've never had to go through that, but I know several people who have, and it's a hard topic to discuss, but it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, well, and then she opened up about it, and now maybe she'll maybe be a spokeswoman for
it. Right, help others deal with it and all that stuff, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
Hope your weekend was good.
It was.
It's already kind of a crazy Monday.
It is, yeah.
We had some big tech problems over the weekend, so.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that figured out.
You and Greg get on the same page, please. You, Greg, and Shauna. All right, so I can just come in and things run smoothly.
Right, maybe. And then you don't have to do extra stuff.
I don't want to do anything extra.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we'll try.
Brooke, have a good day.
You too.